March 14th, 2020, the first death of a New Yorker linked to COVID-19 was announced.
Very, very saddened all of us to hear the death, the first New Yorker to die related to coronavirus.
That would be the beginning of a health pandemic that rushed us to stores for cleaning supplies and masks, forced many to work from home, pivoted public schools into remote learning, and shut down restaurants, bars, theaters, and nightlife. Still, the coronavirus was no match for more than 39,000 New Yorkers, many of them who took their last breaths alone because of fear of further spread.
We all knew would come, but that doesn't make it any easier.
365 days later, the Lincoln Center Performing Arts marked the anniversary with this virtual performance by the Young People's Chorus of New York City. The 82-year-old woman, who was the first to lose her life in New York City, perished at Wyckoff Heights Medical Center in Brooklyn.
Each death impacted us in so many different ways. It doesn't matter if the first or the 500th person.
Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams led a virtual tribute in memory of those who passed away to the vicious virus.
And it's an opportunity to talk about loneliness and talk about mental health illnesses and the impact that is coming from that. But it's also an opportunity to do something that we have moved away from. It's an opportunity to find God again.
After a year living with the coronavirus, despite the months of pain, death, and disruption, hope is still alive and strength is the way forward.
We're going to remember and we're going to move forward in grace, peace, and love.
And there have been multiple memorials all across the five boroughs today, just marking this somber anniversary. In downtown Brooklyn, Jennifer Bisram, News Nation.
Louisiana's Governor John Bel Edwards declared today a day of remembrance and prayer for the more than 9,000 lives lost in that state. White flags were placed on the state's capitol's front lawn. Governor Edwards expanded vaccine eligibility earlier this week. And as we remember the American lives lost in the pandemic, there is hope on the horizon. So far, more than 107 million doses of the vaccine have been administered. Nearly 70 million Americans have gotten at least one shot, and more than 37 million people are fully vaccinated. Today, Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, made the rounds on the Sunday morning talk shows and said President Biden's goal of getting enough Americans vaccinated to host small gatherings by the 4th of July is possible.
If you look at the number of vaccines that are going into people now, I think that goal of anybody 18 years of age or older will be able to get a vaccine by May 1st, I think that's quite reasonable. The amount of vaccines that are going to be available by the end of May, clearly that's something that's right on target with the new contracts that have been made with the pharmaceutical companies to get even more doses. If, in fact, we do that, and we vaccinated people at the rate that we just referred to a few minutes ago, I think the 4th of July projection is really quite reasonable.
Dr. Fauci did offer one note of caution. He said if more states decide to reopen completely and pull back all public health guidelines, including wearing masks, we could see another surge of the virus.